Okay, today is Daf Kuf Yud. We're on Kuf Yud. We're on the second line on top. Amar Rava. Amar Rava. Hashalamanda Amar Kviyusa Demana Velo Klumhu. Now that we established that that a kli does not acquire what's inside it for purposes of, you said yesterday, it was for purposes of going outside, right? But now that we said that, so Kava Shisha Lapar, if you put in six lug, which is the amount that you need for a par, nesachim, you put in six lug into a kli, umashach mehen arba, and you take four of those lug out of the kli, and you bring it downstairs to, you bring it outside down the block to show your neighbor. V'ekrivon bachutz, chayev. You're chayev for that. Why? Sheru'uyin la'ayel. Because four lug is enough for an aisle. So therefore, that's a problem. Kava arba la'ayel. If you put four lug into a cup for an aisle, u'mashach mehen shlosha, and then you took three out, v'ekrivon bachutz, chayev. Sheru'uyin la'keves. Because that's enough for a goat or sheep. Chasro kol shehu v'kriven bachutz putter. Anything less than that that you take out, you're putter. Why you putter? Because there's no such amount less than three lug, right? There's no haktara bifnim. If there's no haktara bifnim, you can't be chayev out. Okay. What do you mean rov?
The rov of the cup, if you have two-thirds.
Is that an issue of rov? It's an issue of chutz, right? So if you take out something, if you take out a pusil animal, a balmum, and you shecht it bachutz, right? It has one broken leg, and you shecht it bachutz. Are you chayef for shechting an animal bachutz? No. Aye, but the rove of the animal's good. The rove doesn't apply here.
No, but I'm saying what you're looking
at. Same thing. You can't take out, you can't do a carbon less than three lug inside, so you're not over less than three lug outside. Ravashi Amar, Nisuch me'aktara lo yalfi rabbanon. You said this yesterday. You didn't even know what you were saying. You said. You remember what I'm saying? It says Ravashi. You can't compare nisuch and haktara. Nisuch hayayin and haktara. Why not? Lo yalfi rabbanon. Af agaf dechutz michutz lo yalfi. Even though outside and outside are not comparable, haktara me haktara yalfi, but haktara to haktara, there's two haktaras. There's one in Yom Kippur, and there's one every day. Those, even though one's inside the Kodesh Kedoshim and one's not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, can that be a model for what goes on outside? Yes, the shear. Remember we had the whole thing yesterday with the haktaras? Af agaf bachutz mibifnim. Even though one's outside and one's inside. So to learn out Ktores from Yayin, Nesech, that's not, they're apples and oranges. To learn out from Ktores to Ktores, that's doable, even though they're in different places, at least you can learn a model for that. So if I learn that Rashi, Ravashi Omar, Lo Olam Kedetar Tza Abaya. Really what Abaya's answer yesterday was. Debaha Ktores Shal Pnim Bachutz Pligi. They're arguing about, again, we had a stira in Rabbi Eliezer yesterday, so how we resolve the stira? Abaya said, well, one was Bachutz, one was Bifnim, right? But then we had a kash on that. Hashta chutz mechutz lo yalfi rabbanon. Outside to outside, they're not gonna. So Gemara says no. Says Rashi lo dami nisach laktara. You can't compare. That nisach maktara lo yalfi rabbanon. They're not learning out nisach from maktara. Afal gav to chutz mechutz. Aval aktara shel pnim miktara shel heichol yalfi afal gav to pnim mibachutz. Fine. Then we said, V'kulo shechasru. All these things, komet, lavona, all these things in the Mishnah that are lacking, right? And they're not the shear. And you shecht, and you do it outside, putter, you're putter. Why? Because that wouldn't work inside. If it wouldn't work inside, it can't be an avera outside. Why wouldn't it work inside? It doesn't have the shear. So, iboy lehu, chisaron dachutz, shmei chisaron, o lo shmei chisaron. This question is as follows. Without Rashi, you don't know what he's talking about. You take out a full shear of komets. And then outside, some of it blows away and you lose the shear. So I'll do the rest. Is that an itzer of chutz? When I took it out, I took out a shear. Then some of it blew away. I have less than the shear now, but I'm going to do it anyway. Why? Because I want to do an aveira. Is that an aveira? Had I taken out less than the shear initially, no aveira. No shear. I took out the right shear. But when I'm doing the actual maisa, I don't have the shear. Why? It blew away. So am I still over on chutz? Yeah, this kind of Rabbi Yirmiyah kind of question? That's what it is. I don't know. I don't know. Isn't it the bottom? Right? Rashi says, five words. Hotzion shleim in lachutz. You took out shalem. Then v'chasru li'ibu. Then some of it got lost. So are you chayav for that or not? You hear the case? Very, very like detailed case.
But your intent was to do it.
What?
But
yeah, but you don't have the shear.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. When you took it out, you had the shear. Then it blew away. Now you have less than the shear, and you do the ma'aseh, and you do the kimuitz, and you do the haktorah anyway. Are you chayav or not? That's the Gemara's question. Mi amrinan, do we say, kiven the nafik, afsilahu, since you went out, you passeled it, mali chaser, mali yasser, what's the difference, what the amount you have now? Took it out. It's a difference. O dilma, yitzia de itse be'ene, in. The less of be'enei lo. No, the yitziyah has to be the shear. Doesn't have the shear, you're not chayev. Okay, that's the Gemara's question. Amar Abaya, Sabaya said, Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya. It says, Rabbi Eliezer on poter. Rabbi Eliezer said, you poter. Ad shiyakriv eskulon. Until you makriv all of it. Right? Rashi says, Alma kula be'inon. So you have to have the whole amount. Some of it blew away. You're not going to be chayiv anymore. Amali Rabba Bar Bar Chana La Baya Bidil Eliezer Pashemar. No, you asked me, I'm Rabbi Eliezer. No kasha about that. Of course, according to him, right? Rashi says Midir Rabbi Eliezer Pashemar Bitbia Rabbi Eliezer. Kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. Afilu Bekulo Kayim Nami Potter. He holds even if you didn't lose one kernel of that ketores, you're still Potter, right? Vanan Rabbanim Iboyla. I'm asking according to the Rabbanon. The Mechayvi Bekulu Kayim Umoda Shemchasa Bifnim. I'm asking according to the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there was no kasha. So Amalei, he told him back, Bepirish Shmieli Minei Derav. I heard straight from Rav. They point out it's impossible that Abaya heard straight from Rav. They didn't live in a time where Abaya would have heard something from Rav. He lived hundreds of years later. So some say, Bepirish Shmieli, they change it to Shmieli Minei Demar. I heard from somebody. They change it to, can't say Rav. Can't have heard it from Rav. That ad kan lo pliga rabbanon le Rabbi Eliezer. When did the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Eliezer? El de isse be'ene. Only if it's straight there. Avol b'chesaron modele. But if it's missing, they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you're not chayev. Lav de chasar b'chutz. Doesn't it mean that it's chasar chutz? So what do you see? That they would agree you're potter. Lo de chasar b'fnim. It's a chasar b'fnim. Chasar on the inside. Then they agree. But so therefore there's no raya. We have not answered the question. Next, Toshma. We have another Brisa that says,
that's a Brisa, sorry, it's a Mishnah.
The Kulon, everything mentioned in the Mishnah, Shechasru, that's missing, Vekrivon Bachutz, and you bring it outside, Pater. It's Pater. Lav, doesn't that mean the Chasa Bachutz? Which means that you're Pater, because I took it out, it was whole. But I got chaser, got missing. Some of it blew away. So I'm putter. So the Gemara says, lo, the chaser b'fnim. When it was chaser on the inside, you lost it on the inside. So what's the answer to the question? There is no answer. Okay? Okay, good. Next, the Gemara said that if you makriv kodshim, bachutz, which means the meat, and the emurin, in together, you're chayiv. Right? Together, you're chayiv. Now, there's no animal, not sure there's no animal. Most animals, most korbanos, you don't do that in the mizbeach. You take out the emurin, that goes on the mizbeach, and then the rest of the animal you eat. So here, what did he do? He went outside, we're not supposed to go, and he shechted an animal, not supposed to do that, and then he was makdir the whole animal on the mizbeach that he made in his backyard. So Do you take off meat and put some on the Mizbeach and some eat some? No, he didn't do that. He the whole burnt the whole thing.
Well, what difference is it?
Correct. What?
What difference does it make? Did someone not put, it's a bum outside. But
so the Gemara says, V'ha'ikka chatzitza. There's a chatzitza, there's a blockage between the fire of the Mizbeach in your backyard and the Emurin. What's the blockage? The other meat. You hear this question? What?
Again, my question, all the ones you bring on the, you only allowed to bring the Ola on the...
Correct.
How, so what do you pass the...
He's not
supposed to bring the Ola out?
It's not a carbon.
Not a carbon?
No. By the way, even the Ola is burnt separately. The Emurin are separate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even an Ola. This is not a Avera. The Gemara's question is a very funny question. Because, here we go. Amar Shmuel, no, Keshe Efachan. Now you turned it upside down so that there was no chatzitza between the fire and the Emurin. The other meat on the away from the fire. So it's not a chatzitza. That's a technical answer. Then, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Temeshal Efachan. It could be you didn't even do that. Hamani, who is the author of this statement? Rabbi Shimon, the Amar, Afilu Helo Alasela Chayev. Even if you put it on a stone, you're going to be chayev. Now, there is no fire. There's no mizbeach. There's no mizbeach. Well, the question doesn't make any sense. There's no mizbeach. You're allowed to burn it on the floor. So what do you mean the chatzitza? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. No mizbeach. In a mizbeach, in a real mizbeach, you have rules. No rules over here. So in a mizbeach, you have such a rule like that. You can only burn the emurin, but you're allowed to burn. You can't burn the whole animal more than what you're supposed to burn, right? That doesn't apply over here. Okay. As Vasema says, even if you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, there was another man, Rabbi Yossi, said you have to build a real Mizbeach. He said you have to build a real... So who said, even him, who said you have the same rules? You have to have three fires on the Mizbeach, like I have in the Beis HaMikdash? It has to be a big one and two little ones? Every rule he has, you have to have logs? Every rule you have to have the same? Who said... So the whole question, even according to Rabbi Yossi, the question is not a question. Rav Amar... Third answer, min b'mino, eino chotzeitz. There's no chatzitza if it's meat and meat, dana chatzitza. So three good answers for a very difficult question. Okay. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mincha shelo nikmatza. If a mincha doesn't have a kmitza, v'ekreva b'chutz, and you bring it outside, puzzle, it's puzzle. You're puzzle. Sorry, putter. You're putter. Why are you putter? Because there's no such thing as a mincha without a kmitza. You're not following procedure. Since you're not following procedure, that wouldn't be a carbon in, it's not an avera out. Right, Rashi says, lo chazi lefnim. This is not a carbon. Helech ha-mikriva b'chutz, putter. So therefore, if you bring it outside, you're putter. Now, next case in the Mishnah. Kamtza, v'chazar kamtza l'tocha, v'ekreva b'chutz, chayev. What if you do kamitza? Now, you have a bowl of flour. You do kamitza. How much is kamitza? A small amount. Then what's the story with the kamitza? The kamitza goes on the mizbeach. What about the rest of the bowl? Most of the time you're allowed to eat it. What the guy did was, he took the kamitza, put it back into the bowl. After he did the kamitza, he put it back into the bowl. Says the Mishnah that for that you chayev. And then you go burn it outside. Why are you chayev for that? So Rashi says, Shekiyotze ba'bifnim k'shera. If you would do that here, that would be fine. If you would do that in the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, that would be mutter, kosher. Kidnan ba'akomet. It's arif kumtze b'shireha. If you put the kmitza back into the bowl, lo yachter, you shouldn't burn that on the mizbeach. But v'yim hikter, also labailim. If you did it, it works. So what do you lose? You lost being able to eat all that flour. But it works. So if that works, that's a chayiv outside.
So you're burning the whole mixture.
Right? What?
Burn the whole mixture? Burning the whole mixture.
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Vamai, why is this considered good? Right? Levakle shirayim lakometz. Right? Let the kmitza be mevatel in the komet. There's 99% of this bowl is not komet. 1% is. So let's say it becomes batel, and if it becomes batel, it's as if it's nothing. It should be pater for that. So the Gemara says, okay, technical reason. Amar abzera nemra bat haktara bekometz. It says haktara by the komets. The nemra haktara b'shirayim ma haktares komets ein komets batel chavero. So the case there, we have two kometzes that are mavatel each other. Af ketores shirayim ein shirayim mevatlin komets. So there's no bittel. Okay, that's the only thing we were to say about that Mishnah. Next. Ready for the next case? Hakomets.
That's a pretty short
question. Yeah, right? Hakomets. Kemitza. For Halavona. Or the Lavona. Shehikriv is echad mehen bachutz chayiv. Now, many minchas have a kemitza and Lavona. Lavona is some spices. Two different things. So one you did in the Mizbeach, and one you did in your backyard. Right? Hakomets v'alavona shikav echad b'heb achutz, chayev. Yechayev. Why? Because it's a necessary component of the carbon, and even though you did half inside, well, there's nothing to do with the other half. Nothing to do with it. Rabbi Eliezer Poter, he says, you're Poter, ad sheyakriv es shesheni. You have to do the second one outside as well. Okay? He's more machmer. He's more makel, actually. You're not going to be chayiv unless you do both. Right? One second. Did I just say that right?
Yeah, he's more makel, right?
I'm sorry. It's not that you did one inside and one outside. You didn't do one at all. One, you didn't do at all. That's the next case, is to do one inside and outside. Hakomer talavona shikav is echad mehem bachutz. Chayiv. Once you do one of them outside, you're chayiv. What about the other one? You have kmitza and the lavona. Right. One you did outside. What about the other one? You didn't even do it yet. Boom, yichayev. Says Eliezer, no, you're not chayev until you do the second one.
Yeah.
Okay? Next.
Why would you be chayev for a half a thing?
What?
Why would you be chayev?
Because it's its own contained burning.
Oh, contained burning.
Yeah, in other words, I got to burn this and I got to burn this.
Right.
So each one's its own.
Separate.
So that's what he holds. Rabbi Yosef says, no, you're not chayev till you do the other one outside. Now the next case. Echad bifnim ve'echad bachutz, chayev. You do one in and one out, you're chayev. Right? The first case was one in and one out and one not done at all. Now you did one in and one out. You're chayev. Shnei bezichei lavona. You have two spoons of lavona every Shabbos. There were two spoons of lavona for the carbon, for the 12 loaves of bread. Shehikrev is echad b'hem bachutz, chayev. You burn one of them outside, you're chayev. What about the other one? You didn't do anything with that yet. You're chayev. Rabbi Eliezer poter ad sheyakriv es hasheni. No, he says you're poter until you bring the second one. Echad bafnim ve'echad bachutz, chayev. One in and one out, you're chayev.
Is it going to everybody, the last statement?
Yes. Yes.
Why is it? It has to be burnt somewhere, otherwise you've got to...
Yes. Yes. You'll see this for right now. Now that we said that, boy, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Yitzchak Nafcha asks such an interesting question. Komets. So, you have a carbon that you have a huge bowl of flour, and you want to matter the flour. So you do a kemitza, and then you also have to bring lavona. Right, so there's two components to the mincha, which allows you to then eat the shirayim. So the Yitzchak Nafcha is going to ask, if I only do one of those two acts, I only do the kemitza, can I eat now half the bowl? It's two components to the mincha, the kemitza and then the lavona. I only did one. Can I eat now half the bowl? Each one matters half the bowl? Didn't we sort of say that in the Mishnah? If you do half a ma'isa, you're all chayiv too. Rabbi Eliezer said, no, you have to do the other half. Right? So now the question is, if I do half the ma'isa, can I eat half the bowl? You hear that question?
No. What would the happen mean that you could eat half the bowl?
Because half my avod has been done.
But you still haven't done the other
half. Okay, so the other half I won't eat. That's right.
Okay.
That's the question. komet, a kmitza, mao shiyater kinegdo b'shirayim. Can I eat corresponding, meaning half, of the shirayim, of what's left over in the bowl? Right? Rashi, look at Rashi, the first Rashi in the Gemara. Hit their komets, yamakter the komets, almanas, on condition, lahat der chatzi shirayim, till mater half the remainder. Uberon luchelko mahu laochlan. And you're going to choose which half you want to eat. I don't know what Rashi had to say that second half of that sentence. What's Rashi getting at by saying that? I have to see that. Okay? So the Gemara wants to know, Mishra Shari is half mutter. Is half mutter? Is it mutter to eat it? Back in the Gemara. Oh, kalushe miklash. Or, I've weakened the bowl. Not edible yet. Not edible yet. You got to do the other half of the avoda. But it's weaker. It's almost edible. It's closer to being edible. Right? Rashi says, miklash kalish. Li sura dekulu shirayim. It's still usur to eat any of the shirayim. Right? The kome to lavona tarvaya wachlu shirayim damo. You have to do both. The kmitza and the lavona to eat the shirayim. To eat the rest of the bowl. However, v'chimakter l'chad, so we only do one, miklash le isurayhu. You've weakened the iser. I guess you're not allowed to eat the shirayim until you... I made that iser weaker, right? Umihu lo ishtri midi minayu lagamri. It's not completely edible. That's for sure not. What exactly does that mean that it's weaker? I don't know. What way is it weaker? Maybe you don't get caught. I don't know what would happen to you if you didn't eat half the bowl. But that's the Gemara's question. Is half the bowl mutter? Or it's just weaker? What does it mean weaker? It means you're almost done. You didn't have any half.
It's inside. It's not outside.
Inside. It's inside. Right? So now the Gemara says, Aliba Daman. Who's your question on or going on? E Aliba de Reb Meir. If it's going on Reb Meir. What Reb Meir? The Amar who said, Mefaglin, Bechatzi Matir, that you can do Pigel on a half a Matir. Did such a thing, then Mishra Shari. He would hold this for sure Mutter. Because if you can do Pigel on a half an Avoda, then why shouldn't half the Avoda be Mutter? Right? Rashi says, what do you mean Pigel on a Chatzi Matir? What does that mean? Here, Pigel Bekomet O Lavona. If you did Pigel on Kemitza, but not on the Lavona. Or you did Pigel on Lavona, not on the Kemitza. Right? You dreamed about eating the Lavona at the wrong place at the wrong time. Right? So there's only half an avoda. That's enough to make pigle. So if it's enough to make pigle, it's enough to make a mutter. And therefore, you do half the avoda, you can do half the bowl.
But pigle's a thought, and the eating is an act.
I know, but the point is, he's breaking up the two avodas into two separate things, and he can be chayef pigle for that, so he can eat that. Ia liba de rabbanon. If it goes according to the rabbanon, the amri ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir lo b'shur shoy v'lo miglosh kolish. If you hold, you can't be a pigle on a half an avoda. No such thing. Therefore, it would have no bearing on this question. They would hold, you can't do pigle on half an avoda. Therefore, half the avoda is nothing. Therefore, doing half the avoda does not let you to eat it. Doesn't even make it weaker. Nothing happens. E el il aliba Rabbi Eliezer. You want to say it's Rabbi Eliezer of this Mishnah, who said he can't be. Rabbi Eliezer karbanon svirle the aim of fagel mechatzi mater. Because what did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said, if you do half the avoda, bachutz, you're chayev. So what did he see he holds? He holds half the avoda's chashev. But he can't hold, but he also holds eim afaglam b'chatzi matir. So he can't hold this.
No, he says you're not chayev until you bring both.
Exactly. Exactly.
Outside.
Outside, right. I'm sorry. You're not chayev until you bring both. So that can't be, he can't hold this. And he doesn't hold, he can't be afaglam b'chatzi matir either. It's the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon over here said, if you bring out one and you do it, you chayev. So maybe if you do it inside, you can eat half the bowl. Mishra Shari or Miklash Kalish, and the answer is Teku. Okay? Teku.
I mean, were you aware that each half of the Shirayim corresponds to each?
No. Yeah. That's the Gemara's question. Okay? Next, Mishnah. I think we're done with this topic.
No, huh?
Hazorik mitzvah stam bachutz. Chayev. If you sprinkle half the dam, you're chayev. Right? Now Rashi says on top, l'rabbanon. This goes according to the Rabbanon, the lo bo kulo mater. They held you didn't need a whole mater. Remember we said before in the previous Mishnah, Lavona and Kometz, all they required was one. Then Rashi says, Rabbi Lezer nami mo debay kedemim gemara. Rabbi Lezer agrees to this. He didn't agree with by Mincha, he's going to agree over here by Dam, the Gemara will talk about it.
Does he sprinkle on four sides or two?
We're going to get to that in the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Af hamenasech mei hachag b'chag b'chutz chayev. If it's sukkis, and you spill, do nisach hamayim. It has to be a shame, nisach hamayim. Not that you spill out some water and that's not an avera. You do nisach hamayim with the intention of doing nisach hamayim b'chutz, on sukkis, you're chayev. It's an avoda, in the Beis HaMikdash. Reb Nechemya Omer, shiori hadam shekrevim b'chutz chayev. Reb Nechemya holds, the shiori hadam. What's Shiori Hadam? Every time you did sprinkling of a dam, there was leftover dam. What do you do with that dam? You pour it down the Yisod. Why do you pour it down the Yisod? Reb Nechemya says, you know why you pour it down the Yisod? Reb Nechemya says, you pour it down the Yisod because it's part of your Kapara. If it's part of your Kapara, therefore if you do it outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're Chayav. Right. Everyone else holds, you pour it down the Yisod because there's nothing else to do with it. It's not part of it. So therefore, if you, according to them, if you did it outside, you would not be Chayav. What is it? Okay, you finish it up. It's not an avoda. No, right, Rashi explains. The kasava shirai ma'akven. Shirai ma'akiv. Hilkach, therefore, miskablin bifnim v'zrika b'gmurahin. It's a complete, it's part of the zrika, really. Therefore, you chayev. Now, Amar Rava, so Rava said, umode Rabbi Eliezer b'damim. Rabbi Eliezer agrees, even though he argued in the case of the mincha, he agrees over here that even part of the dam, you're going to be chayev. Why? The Tanya. Reb Eliezer, Reb Shimon Omrim, Mimakom shepasak hu maschil. That's a case like this. You're in the middle of sprinkling dam on Yom Kippur. You're in the Kodesh Kedoshim or in the Kodesh, and you're sprinkling dam. And then, the case was like this. You're sprinkling dam, and you spill the dam. You spill the dam. Do seven times, right? It's spilled in the middle. So what do you do? What do you do now? Dam spilled. You can't scoop it up. What do? You have to get another animal, shecht it, and start over. Do you start over? I was at the sprinkling number 4. Do I go back to number 1? I can continue number 5, number 6. So it says, Vishavin, they both agree. You continue where you left off.
5 and 6.
Right?
But if it's puzzled, why aren't the first 4 puzzled?
What?
If it's puzzled, why aren't the first
4? Because it was not puzzled. You spilled the dam.
But it validates the whole process.
No, it doesn't. So that's exactly the chiddush. It doesn't. Continue where you left off. You spilled the dam. You were klutz. So go get new dam. Shecht another animal. Get new dam and continue. Or should you start over? They both hold. You don't have to start over. Right?
You have to go back to
go. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? Right? What do you see from here? What if you did 6 out of the 7? And then the blood spilled. What's halacha? What would he say? Go get another animal. Get more time and do one more sprinkling.
Right.
What do you see from here? That Rabbi Eliezer holds, even one sprinkling is good enough. You find the case, it's good enough. You do one sprinkling outside, you're chayef achutz. Yechayev. So unlike by Mincha, he disagreed, here he agrees. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Af HaManasech Me'achad B'chad B'chutz. Even if you sprinkled water, poured water for Nitzach HaMayim on Sukkis, you're Chayev. Omer B'yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Menachem Yodfa, Yodfa is the name of a place. Rabbi Eliezer, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Umrah, he must be holding like Rabbi Akiva, his Rebbe, right? The Omar, Nisach Hamayim Doraisa. Nisach Hamayim must be Doraisa. Because if it's not Doraisa, how could you be Chayev Doraisa for Shchut Echutz? Not Doraisa. It must be, it is Doraisa, right? Titania, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, it says in the Pasuk, what? It says in the Pasuk, Unisachecha. What's Unisachecha? This is in Parshas Pinchas at the end over there. Mishnei Nisuchim Hakasav Bedaver. We're talking about two different nisuchs. Echad Nisuch Hamayim, Echad Nisuch Hayayim. Once Nisuch Hamayim, and once Nisuch Hayayim. Two, they're both Doraisa. Amar Le Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. One second. So Rish Lakish says, one second. If, very hard question Rish Lakish is asking now. If it's true that Nisuch Hamayim is Doraisa, and if you do that Bachutz, on Tzukis, you're Chayiv, I get that, that's fine. Then imala halin shloshes lugin, afkan shloshes lugin. Then it should be required three lug. Who said not? V'har Rebbe Lazar me'achag ka'amar. He said me'achag, which is mashma on any amount. I don't know why it's mashma any amount. That's his question. That question is an easy question. Then he says imala halin b'shayimos hashana. Right, afkan b'shayimos hashana. If that's true, then it should apply any day of the year. Why only on Sukkot? What kind of question was that? Right?
Because we don't have it the rest of the year.
What?
We don't have it the rest of the year. How could it apply?
Rabbi Lazar, b'chag ka'amar. He only said it's on l'chag. Only on Sukkot. It should apply every day of the year. Why? It's an avoda. Let's say you sprinkle dam, or you burn ketores, like they did on Yom Kippur. Any day of the year. We said yesterday, Yechayev. Why is Nisuch Hamayim different?
It's only on Sukkot.
Only on Sukkot you can do this. Right? So, Tosfos asks, what kind of question was that? Even Rabbi Akiva, who made up this, who didn't make it up, he said it's from the Torah. Even he said you only Chayev on Sukkot.
Right.
Right? Even he said that. So what kind of question was this? You hear what I'm saying? What kind of question was this? Should we chayef nisuch hamayim on Chanukah? Doesn't make any sense. Right? Doesn't make any sense. So the Tosfos says, that, you know, Tosfos learned the whole shas on his fingertips. Tosfos, you know, there's a Gemara in Tainus that says that Rabbi Akiva held there's only nisuch hamayim on 2 days of Sukkot. Not all seven, only 2 days. To get Shemina Atzeres, only 2 days of Sukkot. Which 2 days? The last 2 days of Sukkot was Nisuch Hamayim, which is Shoshana Rabbah. The last 2 days of Sukkot is Nisuch Hamayim. So, but here he says the whole Chag, even the first 5 days. Why? That's Rish Lakish's question.
Why is Simchas Beis Shuv is the first night? It's the first night.
Who said that's to do with the yayin, with wine?
No, it was not wine.
Or the drawing of the water. I said maybe according to him it was only 2 days.
Yeah, but we do it the first night. We do it.
That's today. Even then. Okay, so maybe they didn't hold Rabbi Akiva August on that. Maybe, I don't know. So anyway, Ishtamte ha the Amr of Yod Asi. So Rashi says that Menachem Yodfa forgot what Rav Asi said. The Amr of Asi, Rav Asi said, Amr of Yochanan, Mishum of Nechunya, Ish, Bikas, Base, Choron, that there are three halachos. Eser Nitzios, there's a halacha that on a Shemitah year, not a halacha, there's a din in the Torah that on a, what's the matter? What's the matter back there? Good? Oh, okay. I know, it's not easy, Gemara. There's a halacha that on a Shemitah year, you're not allowed to work the land. Yeah? They made a rule that even Erev Shemitah, already 30 days before Shemitah even starts, already you have to stop. It's like Erev Shabbos. You have to stop already. It's such a thing. You have to stop. Right? 30 days before. When? Only if it has a certain configuration of trees. Eser Netzios. If there's a certain configuration of trees, a certain area of land, whatever the halachas are about that, you have to stop already. Where'd that come from, that rule? That one, that's one. Arava, the whole concept of Hoshana Rabbah. If anybody could explain Hoshana Rabbah to me, I'd love to know what it means, Hoshana Rabbah. Right? It's the strangest day of the year, arguably. Right? Who made up Hoshana Rabbah? And the third thing is Nisuch Hamayim. This is Nisuch Hamayim. Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's all Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So you're telling me that it's a doraisa, and therefore you have your kashas? Rish Lakish says, no kashas. It's not a doraisa the way you think. It's halacha moshe v'sinai. It's still doraisa, but it's a different kind of doraisa. So all your kashas, well, how could it be shlosh lugin? Because halacha moshe v'sinai, they made up any rules they wanted. So therefore it could be any amount. Therefore it could be any time of the year. Not a kasha. Tana Rabbanan, hamanaseik shloshes lugin mayim b'chag, chayiv. You pour 3 lug of water in your backyard L'shem, Nisa Chamayim, Rechayev. Rabbi Lazar Omer, Imalei and L'shem Chag, Chayev. If you did it for Chag, it's a Chayev. My Benayu, what's the difference between these two reasons? Omer of Nachem Bar Yitzchak, B'yesh Shir, Mayim, Kamifugi. They're arguing about the Shir. Is there a Shir or not? Right? Yeah. So the question was there a Shir? Okay, we'll do Papa's answer tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. We can maybe go back to that. Tana Rabbanan.
Should go back?
No, I don't think I'm giving tomorrow. I think Michael's.